Welcome to Reign of Grace. This program is brought to you by Reign of Grace Media Ministries, an outreach ministry of Eager Avenue Grace Church in Albany, Georgia. It is our pleasure and privilege to present to you the gospel message of the sovereign grace and glory of God in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that today's program will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening, and now for today's program.
Welcome to our program today. I'm glad you could join us for this Bible teaching program where I seek to deliver messages strictly from the Word of God and stay with the Word of God. And so I'm glad you could join us. And if you'd like to follow along in your Bibles, I'll be preaching today from the book of 1 John, chapter 5. I have two messages that I want to preach on this subject. Here's the title: Salvation and Understanding. Salvation and Understanding. And this is part one, and I'll do part two next week. Two messages, and the main verse that I'll be preaching from is 1 John chapter 5 and verse 20. And it reads this, 1 John 5:20. It says, "And we know." Now the "we" there is referring to believers. This is the Apostle John writing to the church. And he says, "And we know that the Son of God is come," that's the Lord Jesus Christ, "the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." This is the true God and this is eternal life. What a verse that is. Talking about salvation and understanding that comes to sinners by revelation of Jesus Christ as the Son of God and as the one who has accomplished the redemption, the salvation of his people. And so I want to talk to you about this, and I'm going to go to a lot of different verses, and that's why I divided this message up into two parts, because I want you to really consider these issues. Ask yourself some questions. Our program, we at Eager Avenue Grace Church, we created Reign of Grace Media Ministries as an outreach ministry of our church. We are a sovereign grace church because that's the kind of grace. There's only one kind of grace. It's sovereign grace because God is sovereign and he's the God of all grace. And we established this ministry as an outreach ministry to evangelize our area and wherever the Lord would be pleased to get this program out. So we have it on this TV station. We are on the internet. You'll find information flashed up on the screen to show where you can go to our website at Eager Avenue Grace Church, Reign of Grace Media Ministries. And we also offer live streaming. Those of you who, we certainly invite all any of you who are able to come to our worship services on Sunday morning. We have a Bible study at 10 o'clock and a main worship service at 11 here at Eager Avenue Grace Church, and we invite you to come. But if you can't, we offer those services. You can watch those services on the internet through our website, or you can watch them live on live streaming. We invite you to do that. But my point is this. We are an evangelistic group, but we also seek to edify people. Edify meaning to build up in the faith, that is, those who watch these programs who are true believers. You may or may not be one. But what I urge you to do is to examine yourself, as I examine myself when I study the Scripture. To me, it is a process of examination, of examining myself. That's what 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5 says, "Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Do I really believe? And this is very, real vital and appropriate to this message. Salvation and understanding. Ask yourself some questions, as I ask myself, do I really understand God, who God is? Now, don't get me wrong. God is so high above us, infinite God. There are things we can never understand and grasp concerning the nature and the character, the ways of God. His ways are past finding out, the Scripture says. Such knowledge, the knowledge of the infinite, immutable, sovereign God, is too high for us. And so we understand this now, appropriate to the message, we understand that there are things about God that we as finite human beings and even those who are saved by the grace of God and who have been given the understanding that He's talking about, that we cannot understand and grasp. But what I'm talking about is salvation and understanding. The understanding that is connected with salvation in a saving knowledge of God through Jesus Christ. And those are the things that God has revealed. Now, what can we know and understand about God? We can only know and understand that which God allows us to know and understand. The Bible talks about salvation, conversion of a sinner in the new birth, in many different terms. It's a resurrection from the dead. It's being given spiritual life, being born again. You must be born again. And in that process of being born again, which is a sovereign work of God through the Holy Spirit giving a sinner, imparting life to a sinner from Christ, He also says He teaches us. They shall all be taught of God. God's going to teach His people. Now, God uses means to do it. He uses the means of His Word. This is the revealed Word of God. And my goal as I read and study this Word, and I hope it's your goal, is that you want to understand these things. Now, people look at them and they read them and they don't understand them, or they confuse them, or they don't use the proper ways to interpret the Scripture and come out with all kinds of wild ideas. But let's talk about salvation and understanding. Look at it again. 1 John 5:20. And we know that the Son of God is come. That's Messiah. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's through Him and by Him that He hath given us an understanding. Now, who has this understanding? Well, it's the true people of God, the elect of God, chosen before the foundation of the world. Those whose names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. They're not born with this understanding. Nobody is. This understanding is not given to everybody. Now, some may argue, say, well, the understanding is given to them, but they reject it. My friend, if they reject it, I'm going to show you that now. If they reject the understanding, you know what that means? They don't understand it. You know what it literally means to understand something? It means to stand under it. Here is a truth that cannot be denied. The Son of God is come. Messiah has come. That truth is a truth that God's people stand under. They submit to it. They believe it. They live by it. Those who reject it, they may have some head knowledge or something like that, but they don't understand it. He hath given us an understanding. This understanding is a gift from God. And it's understanding that we may know Him that is true, the true Christ, the true and living God. Do you know God? Now again, there are things that I cannot grasp about God, His nature, His ways. But I know this. I know that God is holy. I know that God is a righteous judge who must hate and punish all sin and sinners who have no hope of salvation in themselves. I know that because the Bible says that. You say, well, I don't like that. It doesn't matter what you like. You say, well, I don't agree with that. It doesn't really matter what you agree. If you don't like it and you don't agree with it, it means you don't understand it. The Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know Him that is true, the true and living God, not an idol, and that we are in Him that is true, we who are in Christ. He said, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. What He's saying is this, that if you truly know God, the one true and living God, the God of the Bible, the God of all grace, then you understand that you have no hope of salvation, no hope of eternal life, no hope of forgiveness, no hope of righteousness, no hope of glory in heaven, except that which comes freely, unconditionally, to a sinner by God's sovereign grace. If you know God, you know God as both a just God and a Savior. You say, well, I just want to hear about God's love. My friend, you don't understand some things. You see, I want to hear about God's love too. But hearing about God's love apart or in competition with or in denial of God's justice and God's wrath and God's hatred means no understanding. You see, God is a righteous judge who must punish all sin wherever sin is charged, wherever sin is imputed. He can by no means clear the guilty. But someone says, well, God is a God of grace. Yes, but grace reigns through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. There's no love from God. Now listen to me. Let me show you what the Bible teaches. Understand this. There is no love for sinners apart from Jesus Christ. If you stand before God at judgment without Christ, without being in Him, even in His Son, Jesus Christ, that means this. I'm one with Christ in the eyes of God's law and justice. That means I'm washed clean from all my sins by the blood of Christ. Christ died in my stead, in my place, as my surety, having my sins charged to Him, and I have His righteousness charged to me, imputed to me. That's my ground of salvation. That's my plea. That's my hope. You see, I stand before God in Christ. Now, outside of Christ, you will not experience the love of God. There is no love of God outside of Christ. All you will experience is the just hatred of God. Now, God's hatred is not like yours, and it's not like mine. It's His wrath against sin. It's His justice. You say, well, it's not fair for God to hate everybody. Let me tell you something. If God hated everybody, it'd be just. We'd just be getting what we deserve. Well, you say, I don't agree with that. Well, you don't understand. You don't understand the nature of God. So, yes, let's talk about God's love. Where are you going to find God's love? In Christ. Nowhere else. And that's what He's talking about. Who is God? Do you understand that? Who is Jesus Christ? Who are you? For example, the Bible teaches, now listen to me very well here, the Bible teaches that none of us by nature have this understanding. If you'd look over in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and listen to what the Scripture teaches concerning this issue. Verse 18. 1 Corinthians 1:18. It says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it's the power of God. Now, why is it foolishness, the preaching of the cross? What is the preaching of the cross? Well, the preaching of the cross is the preaching of Christ crucified, as the one who by His death, as the surety and substitute of His people, secured their salvation, eternal life, because of his death, whereupon he brought forth an everlasting righteousness of infinite value, whereby God is just to justify the ungodly. Now that's foolishness to those who are perishing. Now why is it? Because they don't understand it. Listen to what he says in verse 19. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. He's talking about human wisdom. The wisdom of fallen, sinful, ignorant, deceived men and women. He said, I'll destroy that wisdom. That wisdom's foolishness, the wisdom of the wise, and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. The prudent there are those who judge themselves to be wise in things that they're ignorant of. They think they have an understanding, but they don't. That's why we have so much false religion. Even under the guise of Christianity, people believe salvation by works in some way, at some stage, to some degree. Salvation conditioned on the sinner. That understanding is human, it's sinful, it's a lie, and God will destroy it. He'll bring it to nothing. That's what he's talking about. But look over at 1 Corinthians 2, just across the page. He says in verse 9 of 1 Corinthians 2, But as it is written, Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. In other words, these are things that are beyond the comprehension of man. Man has never imagined what God has prepared for those who love God. Now, the Bible tells us that none of us by nature love God, that if we do love God, that it's because God first loved us, 1 John 4:10, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Do you understand what propitiation is? It's a sin-bearing sacrifice that brought satisfaction to the justice of God to secure and demand the salvation of everyone for whom Christ died. Christ didn't come here to try to save you if you'd let him. That's an understanding that is false. Christ didn't come here to die for everybody if they'll meet certain conditions. That's work salvation. But listen, it hasn't even entered into the heart, the mind, the affection, the will of men, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him, his people, his chosen people, for whom Christ died, who have been born again by the Spirit. The love of God has been shed abroad in their hearts. In verse 10 of 1 Corinthians 2, he says, But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. You see, this understanding comes by revelation. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. In other words, if you know God, if you have this understanding that John was speaking of in 1 John 5:20, it's because God the Holy Spirit has revealed them to you because he knows the very nature, purpose, and ways of God because he is God. He's the third person of the Trinity. He says in verse 11, What man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Man only knows that which is human. That's what he's saying. I'm a human being, and I'm a sinful human being. By nature, I fell in Adam, ruined by the fall, was born dead in trespasses and sins. That is, void of spiritual life. I had physical life, but I had no spiritual life. And the only things that I could know and understand are the things of human beings in a fallen state. But he says, but now, the things of God knoweth no man. Only the Spirit of God knows. God himself. Verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. You see that? We have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. Now, who's he talking about? He's talking about believers there. True believers. They receive the things of the Spirit of God. Now, why? Ask yourself this question. Why, if you claim to be a child of God, if you claim to be a believer, if you claim to be one who has not received the Spirit of the world, but you receive the Spirit which is of God, why did you receive it and someone else didn't? Is it because you're better than them? I'm sure you wouldn't say that. I hope you would. Was it because you were less stubborn, less rebellious? You see, that's what the natural man thinks. That's his understanding. It's a false understanding. I've received the things of the Spirit of God, and I'll tell you why. It's only by the sovereign mercy and grace of God, that's it. It's not because I was any better. Listen, I was just as lost and spiritually dead as the one who doesn't receive the things of the Spirit of God. And when you receive the things of the Spirit of God, what do you know or understand? That we might know the things which are freely given to us of God. What's freely given? All of salvation, unconditionally, without a cause. And he says in verse 13, which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. We know these things not by man's wisdom, but by God's revelation. Verse 14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. They're spiritually understood. They're spiritually evaluated. The natural man. Who's the natural man? That's all of us as we're born into this world in sin, dead in trespasses and sin. Verse 15, but he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man, for who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now, what is it to have the mind of Christ? It's to have the revelation of Jesus Christ and His Word sealed in our hearts, our mind, our affection, and our will. That's the whole issue, you see. In Romans chapter 3, the Scripture talks about understanding of natural man and how we by nature have no understanding. It says in verse 10 of Romans 3, there's none righteous, no, not one. That's a sinner standing before God by nature. We don't have a righteousness that answers the demands of God's law and justice. Verse 11, there's none that understandeth. That's man by nature. That's you, that's me, as we are naturally born. They are altogether become unprofitable. You see, our fallen, sinful understanding leads us to seek salvation not by the grace of God based on the blood and the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, but our darkened understanding inspires us to seek salvation by our works, our wills, our decisions, anything but Christ alone. They are together become unprofitable. That's unprofitable. There's none that doeth good, no, not one, he says. Verse 11, there's none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way of God. They have their way. There's a way that seemeth right unto men, but that's the way of death. They are together become unprofitable. There's none that seeketh after God. They're gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Now that's the natural man's understanding of these things. Now, how does this understanding come? Well, go back to our text, 1 John 5 and verse 20. Look at it again. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding, that we may know Him that is true, and we are in Him that is true, even in His Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Eternal life is to know God as He reveals Himself in His true character through the Lord Jesus Christ as the Messiah, the Redeemer of His people, as the surety, the substitute, the sin-bearing sacrifice, to know Christ as the Lord our righteousness, who by Himself as the substitute and surety of His people died on the cross to put away their sins and to establish righteousness for His people to demand and secure their eternal salvation and eternal life. This is the true God. And this is salvation. This is eternal life. That's the understanding. And it comes through the gospel of how God justifies the ungodly. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of that gospel. The power of God and the salvation. It's not foolishness. It's the preaching of Christ and Him crucified. For all salvation, it's the preaching of the cross. It's the preaching of a sovereign God, a just God, a righteous judge, who is also a loving, merciful Father, gracious Father, but on one ground alone, not your decision, not my decision, not my will or your will, but on the ground of Christ's righteousness freely imputed, all things freely given, freely imputed, freely charged, accounted to His people, which they receive by God-given faith when He makes us willing in the day of His power to come unto Him. And that's the understanding that He gives. And it is a gift of God. Sometimes we think that we just know these things naturally, or if we've been brought up in some kind of a church, we've heard people quote the Bible or say certain things, and we just naturally think, well, we know these things. We just have to get serious about them and dedicate our life to them, and then that means salvation. And that's not what it is at all. Now, don't get me wrong. Those who are saved, we are. If we're saved, we are to dedicate our life to the service and glory of God Almighty. Love to God, love to our brethren, love to our neighbor, all of those things. But my friend, this is an understanding that's given by a sovereign God through Jesus Christ. I hope you'll join us next week for another message from God's Word.
We are glad you could join us for another edition of Reign of Grace. This program is brought to you by Reign of Grace Media Ministries, an outreach ministry of Eager Avenue Grace Church in Albany, Georgia. To receive a copy of today's program or to learn more about Reign of Grace Media Ministries or Eager Avenue Grace Church, write us at 1102 Eager Drive, Albany, Georgia, 31707. Contact us by phone at 229-432-6969 or email us through our website at www.theletterrofgrace.com. Thank you again for listening today, and may the Lord be with you.